Well, there's no question that owning a car or a truck can be a lot of work, and it's a lot of responsibility as well. What do you need to do to make sure you are protected as a consumer? Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Michelle Reinen. And let's talk first about motor vehicle care, Michelle.
Yeah, the more you know about your vehicle, the more likely you'll be able to prevent repair problems later on. And you can detect many common vehicle problems early on by using your senses. And then when those senses fail you, you probably need to hire that professional mechanic to help you handle this maintenance and repair issue that you have. But the first thing you can do is visually check the area around your vehicle for unusual fluids, liquids, and residue that might be coming from your vehicle. Listen for strange noises when you start the engine and while you are driving. And feel for changes in how your vehicle handles, including when driving, speeding up, coming to a stop, making turns. But don't ignore those signs. Ignoring maintenance and signs of problems can really lead to more problems and become very expensive. So it's important to routinely maintain your vehicle by changing the oil, checking the coolant, rotating the tires. You know, follow that manufacturer's maintenance schedule and the owner's manual and be in consultation with a professional. And then here's where consumer protection can come in should you need repairs.
Well, I know at DATCAP you get a lot of complaints about vehicle repair shops. What are some of the best ways to avoid being ripped off?
One of them is to just be prepared by knowing how your vehicle works. So all those previous tips are going to come in handy because you can explain how it's no longer operating as it once had. Choose a good technician by checking them out ahead of time. While consumer protection doesn't rate technicians or repair shops, we do tell you if there are complaints against them. And you can also ask for recommendations from friends, family, and others you trust. Shop around, compare prices, deals, and warranty policies. Understand that if you aren't going to follow through, an estimate might cost you money, but that should be disclosed up front. But it might be worth it at the end of the day, depending upon how much your repair is going to cost you. So be sure that you get things in writing as it relates to any work that you'll be having done.
Well, in Wisconsin, do you have any guarantees as far as estimates and what a repair shop has to disclose ahead of time?
Well, in Wisconsin, auto repair shops must receive your authorization before any repair is done. And if any repair or offer to be done is going to exceed $50, you need to give that authorization. You know, no authorized repairs or price increases are allowed. If you drop off your car after hours, ask them to call you with an estimate. Leave a note with the keys to be sure that they will do that. So that way they can charge you what you want as opposed to whatever the repair will cost because you dropped it off after hours without asking for information. Shops can hold your vehicle until you pay for those authorized repairs, but not for unauthorized repairs. So that becomes really important if you have to do that after hours drop-off situation.
Now, what about the invoice? How complete does that have to be?
The invoice needs to be completed with all the boxes under the law. The invoice has to describe the repairs completed, any parts that were replaced, charges for parts and labor, warranties for repairs and parts. And if you requested that replaced parts be returned to you, that needs to be done. But you need to make that request before the repair work begins. It's so important if you want those parts that you say something up front, because otherwise they end up in the barrel.
And if you think you've been ripped off, who do we call?
Call Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128.